Henry now sees the dozen armed soldiers patrolling above them. The rifles they hold were Plan B if things get too out of control. The fighting men pick up the various items they have dropped. The soldiers take back their prods and assume their positions between the lined-up hobos. Henry looks around again. He has lost sight of Mike, Connie, and Julie.
Next.
Henry makes eye contact with the woman seated at the table. Her face is devoid of emotion, as if she is working at the world's largest DMV, and it is Henry's turn to get his license.
Next!
She shouts again, her expression never changing. Henry snaps out of his trance and sits in the chair across from her.
Name?
She asks, fingers poised over her laptop keyboard. Henry Simons, he says. Her fingers go to work, clicking on her keyboard.
Birthday?
He tells her, waiting for her to comment on his age. Perhaps he is too old to make the trip. No such luck. She just clicks away on her laptop.
Any known allergies or medical conditions?
Not that I know of. A simple yes or no will suffice, Mr. Simons, the woman says curtly. No.
At the moment, are you addicted to any form of narcotic or illegal drug?
No. The woman presses a button, and two adhesive labels jump out of the printer connected to her laptop. She lifts a test tube, breaks the seal, and removes a cotton swab.
Please run this around the inside of your mouth for 5 seconds and then reinsert in this tube.
What's it for?
I'm the one asking the questions here.
Behind her, a soldier steps forward in case Henry gets froggy. Henry does as he is told.